Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Fats Waller, Henry Bussey, Grant Clark, Felix Arndt, and Archie Gottler. Exactly 102 years ago today, May 21st, 1904, in Waverly, New York, Thomas Wright Waller, better known as Fats Waller, was born. His early musical training came from his grandfather, a violinist, and his mother, and by age 10, he was playing organ in his father's church. In 1918, he filled in for the regular organist at the Lincoln Theater, which turned into a permanent position, and in 1919, he won a talent contest, playing ragtime pianist James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout. Fats Waller adopted the Harlem Stride style of piano playing, in which the right hand plays the melody and the left hand alternates between the bass notes and chords. From 1926 to 29, he made a series of pipe organ recordings in Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey. And in 1928, he collaborated with James P. Johnson and Clarence Todd on the music for the Broadway revue Keep Shufflin'. In 1929, he combined talents with his close friend and regular collaborator Andy Razaf on the revue Hot Chocolates, which contained the hits What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue and Ain't Misbehavin'. In 1932, he toured Europe with fellow composer Spencer Williams, playing at the Kit Kat Club in London and the Moulin Rouge in Paris. In 1934, he formed Fats Waller and His Rhythm, and the group made more than 150 sides for Victor. He appeared in three feature films, including Stormy Weather in 1943 with Bill Bojangles Robinson, after which he stayed on in Los Angeles for an engagement at the Zanzibar Club. On his way back to New York on the Santa Fe Chief, years of an excessive lifestyle caught up with him, and he died of pneumonia as the train pulled into Kansas City on December 15th. My interest in vintage music began when I first heard Dr. Demento play Fats' Handful of Keys on his show, so what better way to start off this show than with Handful of Keys? Thank you.
back chairs, table, clear the hall. Come have the ball. Do we know our onions? Yes, yes. Do we mind our bunions? No, no. Let your feet get busy. You can't stall. Come on. We're having a ball. Say whatever your cares are chronic. Let's tell the world go hang. Oh, you find the greatest tonic is to go on mugging with the gang. Have we all got rhythm? Yes, yes. Drop that rhythm. Heck no. Then all keep playing. Yeah, one and all. Come on. Cause having a ball. Beat on out. Talking about lunch. What's that? Well, all right, then. I'm gonna have your ball there. Yeah, give me another half pint of corn. It's all right. Yeah. Beat it on out there. That's it, boy. Yeah. Now you got it. Now give it to me.
Thank you. kisses, babe, when you didn't mean your kisses at all. Making love to me that way, just past the time of day. Wouldn't you wanna act so smart for? Would you wanna steal my heart for? Come on, tell me. It's just like taking candy from a baby. I forgive you, but I've got to tell you this. About the meanest thing you ever did was kiss me. Then leave me crying. Oh, baby, for another kiss. Yeah, swing that kiss on out there.
Fats Waller, February 22nd, 1937, and The Meanest Thing You Ever Did Was Kiss Me. That was preceded by Fats on the pipe organ in the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey, which had been turned into a recording studio by the Southern Music Company. That was Hog Maw Stomp, a Fats Waller composition recorded February 16th, 1927. Before that, it was Havin' a Ball, recorded Christmas Eve, 1936. We began our tribute to Fats Waller with the record which sparked my interest in vintage music, Handful of Keys, from March 1st, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 19th, marked the birth in Magdeburg, Germany in 1894 of Henry Bussey. In 1916, he emigrated to the U.S. and found work playing trumpet in a movie theater pit orchestra, after which he formed his own band and toured the country, ending up in San Francisco, where the band broke up. In 1917, he was playing trumpet with the Frisco Jazz Band, and the following year he joined the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, where he was a major contributor, co-composing several of the band's early hit songs, including Hot Lips and Wang Wang Blues. Whiteman released several hot sides under the name Bussey's Buzzards, with Henry leading the recording session and all of the Buzzards, members of the Whiteman Orchestra. Bussey stayed with Whiteman until 1928, when he left the band and formed his own band, the Henry Bussey Orchestra. This group was more of a sweet dance band than a jazz band and had a very successful career. In 1935, Henry married Lorraine Brox, sister of Patricia and Bobby Brox, who made up the premier sister singing group of the 20s, the Brox Sisters. The Henry Bussey Orchestra appeared in a number of film shorts, including Paramount's Bussey Rhythm in 1938. During World War II, Henry enlarged the band to 19 musicians, and they appeared regularly on the Fitch Bandwagon and Coca-Cola Spotlight on Bands radio shows. After the war, Henry moved to California, where in 1954, along with the King Sisters, they had a successful engagement right here in the Casino Ballroom in Avalon. The band continued to record and perform up until Bussey's death on April 23, 1955, in Memphis, Tennessee. Here's Henry Bussey. Thank you.
got a heart that's broken, so think a little kindly of me. To think I found you, then lost you, and thought you were fine. I don't deserve sympathy. I'm not complaining, but if there's hope remaining, please think a little kindly of me.
Bussy's Buzzards and an instrumental version of the Monkey Doodle Doo, written in 1913 by Irving Berlin. That recording is from December 28, 1925. The Monkey Doodle Doo was in the 1929 Marx Brothers film The Coconuts, their first released film. They made a film in 1926 called Humor Risk, but it never made it to the screen. Before the Monkey Doodle Doo, we heard the Henry Bussy Orchestra and With Plenty of Money and You from November 30, 1936. The vocalist on that Al Dubin-Harry Warren collaboration was Bob Hannon. We began our little tribute to Henry Bussy with the Henry Bussy Orchestra and Think a Little Kindly of Me, composed by Harry M. Woods with the lyric by Howard Johnson. The vocal trio on that March 23, 1931 Victor recording was Richard Berry, Tony Mastroni, and Don Borden. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL Avalon. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1891 in Akron, Ohio, of lyricist Grant Clark, Clark with an E. He started his career as an actor in stock productions in New York and at the same time worked for various New York publishing firms, writing special material for the likes of Burt Williams, Fanny Bryce, Nora Bays, and Al Jolson. His composer collaborators included George W. Meyer, Harry Axt, James Monaco, Fred Fisher, Harry Warren, Milton Ager, James F. Hanley, and Archie Gottler, who will feature in the last segment of this show. Clark contributed songs to early films, including The Jazz Singer, On With the Show, and Is Everybody Happy? And he also wrote the lyrics to the 1924 Broadway show Dixie to Broadway. He was a charter member of ASCAP and a successful music publisher. Grant Clark died in California on May 16, 1931, at just 40 years of age. His enduring standards include Dat's Harmony, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, He'd Have to Get Under, When You're in Love with Someone, In the Land of Beginning Again, Everything is Peaches Down in Georgia, Secondhand Rose, Oogie Oogie Wah Wah, Dirty Hands, Dirty Face, I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird, and these.
Now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay till today? Now she's gone and with blue am I blue. Thank you.
just like a weary river that keeps winding endlessly. Fate has been a very cheerful giver to most everyone but me. Oh, how long it took me to learn. Hope is strong and tides have to turn. And now I know that every weary river someday meets the sea.
British bandleader Alfred Gill, better known simply as Alfredo, and Let Me Have My Dreams, written by Grant Clark and Harry Axt. That recording is from September of 1929, and the vocal trio consisted of Les Allen, Eddie Grossbart, and Hal Swain. Alfredo was born around 1892 and formed a band in 1925, which played at New Prince's Restaurant for about 2 years. In late 1926, he reorganized the band, which generally had 9 members, and was the first band to wear white waistcoats with black ties and dinner jackets. In 1931, Alfredo changed his style and formed a gypsy band, made up mainly of real Romani gypsies, by the way, called, appropriately enough, Alfredo and his Gypsy Orchestra. They wore traditional silk costumes and were extremely popular throughout the 1930s. Before Let Me Have My Dreams, we heard Bob Herring and his orchestra and a Grant Clark-Louis Silvers collaboration, Weary River, from February 27, 1929. The vocalist there was Dick Robertson. We began our tribute to Grant Clark with another Clark Axed product, Am I Blue, another record by Alfredo and his band from September of 1929. The vocalist there was Eddie Grossbart. Lyricist Grant Clark, born May 14, 1891. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, May 20th, marked the birth in 1889 in New York City of pianist and composer Felix Arndt. He composed songs for the vaudeville team of Jack Norworth and Nora Bays, as well as for Gus Edwards. He was a charter member of ASCAP and organist at New York's Trinity Church. As a staff musician for the Duo Art Reproducing Piano Company, he made over 3,000 piano rolls. Felix Arndt was a composer of the novelty piano or piano ragtime genre. A few weeks ago, we heard his composition, An Operatic Nightmare, but others included From Soup to Nuts, Desecration Rag, My Own Iona, Marionette, Poor Butterfly, and Clover Club. He was an influence on the young and then unknown George Gershwin, who would visit Felix at his studio in the Aeolian Building on 42nd Street between 6th and 7th Avenues. Felix Arndt died on October 16, 1918, in New York in the worldwide flu pandemic of 1918. Here's Felix Arndt. Thank you. Felix Arndt at the keyboard February 19, 1917, with his composition Marionette. Before that, we heard his most famous composition, the keyboard novelty Nola, which was published in 1916 and written as an engagement gift 10 months before his wedding to Nola Locke. She was also a composer, singer, teacher, and soloist with the St. Louis Symphony. Nola quickly became a hit, and lyrics were later added, and a foxtrot arrangement was also published in the early 20s. In the 1930s, pianist and bandleader Vincent Lopez used it as the theme song for his radio show. The version of Nola we just heard was by xylophonist Harry Brewer. He was born in 1901 and played with the Clico Club Eskimos in Roxy's Gang, the stage band at the Roxy Theater in New York, and the Radio City Music Hall Orchestra. In the late 30s and early 40s, he worked for Warner Brothers and Fox and appeared in several short subjects and educational films. He worked for NBC Radio as a staff musician until his retirement in the late 70s. We began our tribute to Felix Arndt with the Desecration Rag, ragtime perversions of Dvorak's Humoresque, Liszt's Second Hungarian Rhapsody, Rustle of Spring by Sinding, and Impromptu, Polonaise Militaire and Funeral March by Chopin. That was recorded by Victor on March 6, 1914. Last week, May 14th, marked the birth in 1896 in New York City of composer Archie Gottler. He graduated from Long Island Business College but became a pianist in silent movie theaters, where he composed for many silent films and wrote the scores for the Fox movie Tone Follies of 1929 and 1930's Happy Days. He also wrote songs for the Ziegfeld Follies and Broadway Brevities. Archie Gottler died in California on June 24, 1959. Perhaps his most well-known song was the patriotic America, I Love You, introduced in 1915 by Eva Tange. His other hits include Would You Rather Be a Colonel with an Eagle on Your Shoulder or a Private with a Chicken on Your Knee, Baby Me, What Do You Mean by Loving Somebody Else, Easter Sunday on Parade, Kiss Me Goodnight, I Hate to Lose You, Love Me or Leave Me Alone, To Whom It May Concern, Wine, Women, and Song, and These.
you'll be a bop. Higher, 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 right up to the top. Hitting the ceiling, hitting the ceiling, breaking through to the sky.
Thank you. I've got the spot for Mona. It's down around my heart somewhere. I'm sliding, no use in hiding. Brother, I'm riding on air. Mona, can't stay away from Mona. I'm just a bust when I'm alone. Oh, how she thrills me, she kills me. I'm bound all around with a brown skin, honey. Oh, Mona, my own.
Composer Archie Gotler, born May 14, 1896. We began our Archie Gotler set with the Piccadilly Players, recording for Edison, not to be confused with the orchestra of the same name in England under the leadership of Al Storita, and Hittin' the Ceiling from June 27, 1929. That was co-written by Archie Gotler, Sidney Mitchell, and Con Conrad. Next, we heard Don't Be Like That, written by Archie Gotler, Charlie Tobias, and Maceo Pinkard. That was one of just two sides issued by Mo Bear and his Wardman Park Orchestra and was recorded on January 4, 1929. The vocalist was Lou Berman, but other than that, nothing is known about Mo Bear other than apparently the band played at the Wardman Park Hotel in Washington, D.C., which opened in 1928. The first television broadcast of NBC's Meet the Press originated from the Wardman Park Hotel. We finished up with the Columbia Photo Players, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, and Mona, another Gotler-Mitchell-Conrad collaboration. The vocalist on that January 14, 1930 recording was Irving Kaufman. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.